It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for August 16th.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Today's word is litany, spelled L-I-T-A-N-Y. Litany refers to a usually lengthy recitation or enumeration of something, such as a set of complaints, names, or questions. It can also be used to refer to a sizable series or set, which may or may not be spoken aloud, as when a drug has a litany of possible side effects. Here's the word used in a sentence from Vanity Fair by Anthony Bresnahan. As soon as Mahershala Ali, the previous year's supporting actor winner for Green Book, escorted her behind the curtain, Laura Dern made a straight line to the thank you cam to rattle off a litany of names. How do we love the word litany? Let us count the ways. We love its original 13th century meaning, still in use today, referring to a call and response prayer in which a series of lines are spoken alternately by a leader and a congregation. We love how litany has developed in the intervening centuries three figurative senses, and we love each of these as well. First, a sense meaning repetitive chant. Next, the lengthy recitation sense, owing to the repetitious and sometimes interminable nature of the original litany. And finally, an even broader sense, referring to any sizable series or set. Though litanies of this third sort tend to be unpleasant, we choose today to think of the loveliness found in the idea of A Litany of Sonnets by Elizabeth Barrett Browning. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.